This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. The Southeast Missouri Food Bank served thousands of people, many new to their services, during the pandemic. We reached out to the food bank on Friday to get an update on how things are going. We're joined on the line now by Joey Keyes. He's the president and CEO of the Southeast Missouri Food Bank. Joey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dan. Happy to be here.
Good to talk with you. Let's talk a little bit about the pandemic. I talked to your development officer, Lisa. That's been several months ago now, just to kind of see how you guys were weathering the pandemic with your services. Let's do an update. And how are things going now for you guys down at the food bank?
Things are going better from the height of the pandemic. When the pandemic first started and we were seeing a lot of school closures, business closures, and reduced working hours for many people, we were seeing an almost double increase of people needing food assistance year over year. And that's just unheard of. And a lot of these people were people who were seeking assistance for the first time, so they weren't sure where to go or how to access, these resources. So there was a lot of education up front. Unfortunately, we're slowly getting back to normal, and it looks like our most recent data is showing we're still serving about 30 to 40% higher year over year compared to last year. So just to throw some numbers out, typical years we serve about 60 to 65,000 people per month, and last few months we were averaging more like 85 to 90,000 people per month. So the need is still high, but it's not nearly where it was early on, which we're very fortunate about. But we are still seeing much higher numbers than we did pre-pandemic.
So since all this started, now we're about a year into it, what did you all learn down at the food bank as far as how you did things in your processes? Did you learn anything new through all of this?
We did. So early on when the pandemic first hit, we were very concerned about acquiring enough resources because, we have pretty good inventory most of the time. But when the pandemic hit, every food bank, every grocery store, every person in America all wanted shelf-stable product. And typically, food banks help each other out during disasters, but this was not a typical disaster. Instead, we were all trying to get the same resources. And so we saw prices skyrocket. Once we did secure loads, we saw cancellations of those loads or delays in delivery. So it was really concerning because early on there was concern, would we have enough food for a prolonged response? Fortunately, after 3 or 4 months, shipment and logistics got a little better. Prices got better. They're still higher. They're still running about 20-25% higher than they were year over year, but they have come down. So I think we just learned a lot about preparation, and we really started early on once we saw the pandemic was going to be around for a while. Just if we could get a truckload of, peanut butter or chicken noodle soup, we jumped on it because we knew we had to keep our inventory levels at a high rate because we kind of knew, it wasn't going away quickly. So we've kind of sustained that. We're keeping inventory levels higher than normal because just in case, you see what's next on the horizon. Are we going to be, is the pandemic going to get worse with some of the new variants? Or are we going to have, maybe some more unemployment issues coming up? So we are trying to keep inventory levels higher. We also went to a more direct, like a mobile drop-off at many of our pantries and our mobile food pantries to where people wouldn't have to get out of their cars. So we pre-boxed a lot of the product, and people would clear spaces in their trunk, so they would pop their trunk. We'd put the box in our volunteers, agents with the box in their trunk, and they would just go on their way. And these found to be a little more efficient than having people get out of their cars, bring a laundry basket or a box to gather the food. It just kind of kept the line going quicker, and we could serve a lot more people in a lot shorter time.
I remember talking to Lisa several months ago. One of the things she mentioned then was that the cost of peanut butter was really high, or things like that, or I guess they're a little better than maybe they were several months ago.
They're better now. They're still running a little high. They're, peanut butter probably almost doubled in price.
Wow.
At the peak when everybody was trying to secure that type of item. And now it's about 25% higher. So still an increase for our cost, but not nearly what we were seeing before. And really the lead times have gotten better. There were orders that we ordered in March that we didn't get till September, October.
Oh, wow.
Because of, delays and just the market was just really all... Everybody was looking to secure the same resources. That it was that shelf-stable product.
And it makes it tougher to plan, I guess, when you're planning pantries and events, if you order some stuff. Of course, I guess you guys probably built that into your timing, but still, it makes it kind of tough, I would think.
It can be a challenge. It definitely is. That's why we want to make sure we kept our inventory levels higher than normal. That way, if we did get in a crunch and a truck didn't come in, that we would... we had an alternative product, or we didn't run out. We could have that time gap between orders that we wouldn't run out of food.
Are you still holding mobile food pantries?
We are. We're still holding. We hold the, you know, we always hold mobile food pantries. We had a huge increase last year because of that was our main direct response to the COVID, because we had take boxes of food almost anywhere in our service area. We are still holding those. They've definitely slowed down from last year because, like I said, the food industry rate has dropped. But we are still looking to increase those because we're getting getting contact with people looking for food. Be like, the unemployment rate has gone up a little bit early part of the year, which can be a hard time for families until we get to sometimes those spring months when unemployment kind of picks back up. So this is going to be a lean time for families, and it's also a lean time for us when we really get our fewest amount of donations in as these first few months of the year.
One of the newest things I saw that you guys are working on is how to address senior hunger in our area. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we have a very large prevalence of senior hunger in the state of Missouri as well as our area. The state of Missouri stats are about 1 in 12 seniors, and I would imagine that's higher here. We run a senior box program, and monthly we distribute along with our agencies over 5,000 senior boxes per month to seniors in our area. And this is an income eligibility, there's income eligibility guidelines on this program. And we serve over 5,000 just in Southeast Missouri. And that's in addition to our mobile food pantries, our brick and mortar pantries. We want to make sure our seniors aren't forgotten, because a lot of times, they may be in their home, they may be homebound. So we do a lot of like proxy pickup, with the mobiles, they don't get out of their car a lot of times, or we can, help with like curbside service. So we really are trying to concentrate on seniors because they can be, they can be forgotten sometimes. So we're trying to raise awareness with this grant we received, awareness, not just for everyone to become aware, but also how to connect seniors to these resources. If you know of a neighbor or a family friend or a family member, how can you connect them to resources as easy, as simple as food assistance?
And that's another situation that could be handy when we're dealing with some of this winter weather that we've been experiencing. Some older folks, they can't get out or unable to. So if they know they can still have access to food, that's critically important.
Yeah, it is. And that is a challenge with the weather this week and next week, because it's, we have to get the food in, we have to get to the agencies where they have to pick up. And then how do the seniors get to the pantries to pick it up? So there's got to be some flexibility with everyone to make sure people get fed.
Joey Keyes, thank you so much for being with us. If anything else you need to add before we go?
Yeah, we just appreciate, the support we received from the community and our partners over 2020 with the pandemic response, because there were some times we were very worried that, we'd run out of food or we'd lose resources. But I think we all worked together to really make sure that people were fed that needed assistance.
Joey Keyes is the president and CEO of the Southeast Missouri Food Bank. Thanks again for your time. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Dan.
To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.